Gethsemane. You all had great services as well. And so this is a sister church. This is another sister church of the Lord's that we have over Gethsemane Ministries. And I know several of you. And to me, it's actually kind of a shame that we've not got together beforehand, really, because we serve really the same Jesus. And, you know, we've had different styles of music. We like Southern Gospel here. We like all kinds. And you guys, it's just as good to hear your voices and you guys come up and just breathe. I mean, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And they're probably, I think Pastor Randy's here. Pastor Dan's here. Pastor Phil's here. Pastor Worley's here. I'm here. I mean, God's got a, and then y'all are here. This is a good thing tonight. Amen. And we're looking forward to seeing what God's going to do each night. We have a different speaker each night. Tomorrow night we have somebody out of Ohio and Hammond, Indiana, and then Fort Wayne. But God is good, and I'm looking forward. I haven't heard Worley preach in probably 19 years or so. So I'm looking forward to this tonight. And do you know that pastors need to be revived too from time to time? Amen. We need to sit under preaching as well, and we need to do that. And if any preacher thinks that they don't, then, well, pride is probably before them. We all need to hear what God has to say through other men. And I'm looking forward to that tonight. And it's good to have you all in the house tonight. And I know tonight y'all are sitting over here. We're kind of sitting all over here. I'm like, yeah, you guys don't make me do what we did a couple weeks ago. It's like, you know what? Get over. So here's what we're going to do. We're all going to stand up. We did it before. We're going to stand up. Everybody stand up real quick. Some of you need to go over here. Some of you need to go over there. Because we one family, not two families. Amen? Let's go on. Oh, they're not moving. Your people aren't moving. Your people aren't moving, so we need to move over here. You want to mix in. Sit with somebody that you don't know, okay? Take your wife with you, but sit with somebody that you don't know. There we go. Awesome. Awesome. If you're a visitor tonight and you're not part of either one of these churches, you can stay right where you are. I want you to feel comfortable. I almost need a visor. All right. And they're sitting in the front. Praise the Lord. All right. All right. This is good. This is good. This is good. There we go. There we go. You even moved, didn't you? All right. So I'm not going to hold back much any longer, but I just want to say, isn't it amazing that we serve the Lord and we can have a little bit of fun? Amen. All right, Wayne gets it, but amen. All right, I'm not going to hold it back anymore, but Brother Willie, you just preach the word, brother.
Even preachers got to get programmed, right? I tell everybody, you know, I tell people at my church, there's not going to be one Baptist in heaven. Presbyterian, Catholic. You know who's going? Those sinners that are born again. Amen. We get to heaven, there's 12 gates up there, and none of them says Baptist over it, folks. So don't get upset with me, but I usually start out, am I too loud? Let me turn me down, my hearing aids down. I don't know how loud I am sometimes, so I usually start my services out, if it's okay, with a hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Praise ye the Lord. That's what we're here for, all right? This is a revival, and to me, revival is a time when we meet, again, new brothers and sisters in Christ. To me, I love it. It's awesome. We used to have, you know, 3 weeks, and most all of the church was there almost every night. We had people driving all the way from Ohio every night. Today, you can't hardly get people out. The Bible said there's a great falling away. Well, we need not to fall away. We've got more to go to heaven for today than we had yesterday. Amen? So this morning, or this afternoon, pardon me, I want to share some scripture with you and let you know that I'm going to be speaking at this time in Psalms 51. Psalms 51. I'm going to start with the seventh verse. And he says, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean, and wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice." And boy, this sun is there, so bear with me, folks, okay? Trying to read here, okay. "Hide thy face from my sins. Blot out mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Brother, you got to be there to begin with to get it renewed. Amen? You got to be there, and God wants to revive us, to be reconciled back to Him. You know, how many of you people, the world is so fast anymore. It's just moving so fast. There's too much world on our brains anymore, and we just seem sometimes to run out of fuel for God. But you know what? I'm from down in the mountains, and we used to go down every 2 and 3 weeks. And boy, that was a long, hard trip, about 8 hours. But the closer I got home, the faster I went. I'll tell you, it's been almost 44 years with me headed toward heaven. And the faster it becomes, the faster I want to go. I want to go away with a friend who sticks with you closer than a brother. Someone that will always be found by your side. He said, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you." Listen to what else he says. He says, "Create in me a new heart, a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not the Holy Spirit from me." I didn't know anybody had the Holy Spirit in the old days, brother. He said, if you don't have it in the old days, new days, every day, and especially today, you're not of His. Listen to what he said. "Take not thy Holy Spirit away from me." Listen to what God wants you to know tonight. In 12th verse, he said, "Restore unto me the joys of my salvation." Too many people have lost the joy of their salvation. And you know, I look around and I see plenty of smiles. You people ain't lost it yet. I know that may not be good English, but you haven't lost it yet. Amen. Brother, you can see it. The Spirit will flow from one to the other. Hallelujah. Praise His holy and righteous name. "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and upon me," listen, "with the free spirit." What he is saying is, I sin. That's what David's talking about. I sin with Bathsheba. Most of you who are overhead, you know what I'm talking about. And this is after he had done that. And he repented to God because, listen, when sin comes into our life, it will separate you and I away from God. It don't make any difference. There's no big sin, little sin. It's all sin with Almighty God. That's what he's talking about. And jump with me now to the 17th verse, if you will. The sacrifices of God are, listen, a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise. A broken heart, a contrite spirit. That means you're sorry that you've sinned against God Almighty. In other words, it hurt you because you sinned against Him. Brother, it will hurt you if you sin against your spouse or someone else, and it ought to hurt just as much, and in my opinion, more so if you sin against God. Are we sinners? The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. It says to know to do good and do it not, we've sinned. Brother, listen, I'm telling you that we can get as close to God as we want to get. How close do you want to get? You can be like old Peter with that beautiful sun there. When the shadow falls, people can get healed without even asking on it. Brother, he said, I'm the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, forevermore. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Revival is a time that we get reconciled back with God. He's coming back after a church without spot or blemish. What's that mean? I've been eating something that's not godly. And if I got wrinkles, you know what? That means I'm not up doing what I ought to do. Brother, he said, this is a pressing way. You got to press. And I like the prayer that my brother prayed back there a while ago. I like the prayer that, Lee, bind them, get them away from you. It is a pressing way to get into heaven. You can't go with a flower bed of ease. You can't go just any way at all. Brother, it's a pressing way. And the harder you work for God, the more the devil will fight. But the better you'll grow. And the longer you will stand for God, the stronger you can be. You can do that if you just heed to the Word of God. John 6:63. Listen to this. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they're spirit and they are life. Sorry, I need a lot of water today. I don't know. I think Mom's pizza was salty. These words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They're life by the word of God. 668. Then Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. A lot of people trying to get to heaven any way, every way, and all ways. But I tell you, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man enter in. Hey, listen, except the Father draw them through the Holy Spirit. Brother, listen, you got to go through Jesus. He says there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except Jesus, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalms 85:6, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Brother, when you get revived, you do start rejoicing. It'll come out where you want it to or not. Somebody will do it, and the Spirit will flow from breast to breast, and it'll come out on you where you want it or not. 7 says this, show us thy mercy, O Lord. Grant us salvation. What is salvation? Saved from the wrath of God, the punishment of God. Hey, look, that's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about. Verse 8, he said, I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Brother, there's a lot of people that want to go back, you know. We get saved, and some of you young Christians may be here, you know. You get saved, and all of a sudden the glamour of the world out there just seems to be a little brighter than what the church was. I got news for you. That is going to fade away. It's going to fade away. There's pleasure in sin for a season. Brother, I got saved almost 44 years ago, and I've never been the same. I still love the Lord today. I still stand on His holy, precious word. I'm going to be there till the Lord comes back or takes me home. Amen? Amen. If He takes me home, I'm going to be with Him anyway, because Paul said to die is to gain. Hallelujah. Brother, we talk sometimes and, well, I don't want to talk about death. I got news for you. If you don't die unless the rapture comes, you can't go to heaven anyway. I want to die in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, praise His holy and righteous name. Verse 9, surely His salvation is nigh to them that fear Him, that the glory may dwell in our land. Lord knows that we need some glory in this land. We see the enemy on every hand. They're fighting every way, every which way they can. And we talk about it, you know, and I told my people last week, I said, you know, we get in a habit, the flesh does, it's the Democrats or the Republicans. Brother, we got a spiritual warfare. It ain't party. It is not the parties. Oh, Pastor, you don't know. I do know. The Bible said we have a spiritual warfare fighting even demons in high places that are making decisions for God's people. Brother, God's people need, what can I do? You can stand on the Word of God. You can testify. You can say, as for me and my family, we're going to serve the Lord, and we're not going to be moved. We're going to stand on that solid ground, that rock called Jesus, and we'll be there until He returns. 85:10, Psalms 85:10, mercy and truth, they meet together. What is mercy? God giving you and I salvation, giving us what we need without any strings attached. What is truth? Brother, you got to come to Him in truth, because He knows your heart. He knows your heart. Mercy and truth will meet together. Righteousness and peace. They've kissed each other. Righteousness and peace. Brother, you can't have peace until you get righteousness. And you can't get it of yourself, not of works, lest any man should boast. But you can get righteousness from Almighty God. He is righteous. His works are righteous. You and I fall short. 11. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. He's looking down. He knows. He sees everything that goes on. He sees. He knows. He understands. Verse 12. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. 13. Righteousness shall go before Him, and shall set us in a way of His steps. Righteousness goes before Him. Righteousness, what is that? That's God's laws. man wants to change them all the time. Well, you know, I wasn't raised that way, and I don't feel that way. Well, I got news for you. Jesus is the only way. Amen. If we're going to get revived, we have to be revived God's way. You can be entertained, and that won't happen. Just in a moment, it's gone. That won't happen that you'll get where you want to be. If the word don't ever hurt you, I tell my people, Brother Jimmy, move your toes back, and I'm going to step on your toes a little bit. And I said, you know, time's getting so close, I don't have time to toe stamp. Yeah. I shoot at the heart through the word of God. Amen. Brother, God wants us to move up. Draw an eye to me, and I'll draw an eye to you. Isaiah said, if you turn and walk away from me, God said, I'll turn and go the other way away from you. But draw an eye to me, and I'll draw an eye to you. You can get as close as you want to be. Well, I want to be close enough to get in, but I want to be with one foot in the world and one in that narrow path. Listen, he said, that narrow path leadeth to life everlasting. Many are called, but few chosen. But that broad way leadeth to destruction, and many a people is in there. Brother, you got to be a... He said, come out from among them, and be you a peculiar, separated people, thus saith the Lord. Separated, what do you mean? Brother, I tell you this, is exactly what he means. He means to quit doing the things that dishonor God and do the things that honor him. Well, I don't get much pleasure out of it. You will if you do it because you want to. You do it because you have to, you don't get as much. That way we can judge ourselves. Righteousness shall go before him and shall set us in the way of his steps. Glory, hallelujah. The book of Hebrews was wrote, you know, for the Jewish people for the most part. The author's God, of course. God is life. It is only God who can give life to the dead and the more abundant to the life of the people that are living. One of these days, the eastern sky, you know, and I thought about that a while ago, you know, how bright the sun is, you know, there. And I challenged my people usually on Wednesday nights. I said, you know, a little food for thought. When the rapture comes, you know, when Paul seen him on the road to Damascus, he got blinded. We're going to be changed in a moment, the twinkling of an eye, and it ain't going to be that bright that we can't look upon him. Think about it. Think about it. Hallelujah. In order to have a revival, real revival, you got to confess your faults to God. You don't have to do it out loud in front of everybody. But you know what? If I offend Brother Jimmy or any of you or anything, then I need to confess my fault. I don't know why. The devil made me do it or something, Jimmy. You know, whatever. We need to confess it. But we better do it up there before we do it over here. Do it to him. Confess your faults. You're saying we've done something really bad. I don't know your heart. Okay? All I know is the message he gave me. I'm not saying any of you are. I may be the chief sinner here. Oh, you're a pastor and you sin. We sin daily, Paul said. He wrote half the New Testament. I believe he knows what he's talking about. How do we sin? Well, you know, we can have an evil thought or something, but put it out of your mind. Listen to me. Confess our faults one to the other. That's the word of God. Pray for salvation or reconciliation. David, a man after God's own heart, sinned terribly, committed murder, adultery, and all kinds of stuff. But God took him back because he had a repentant heart. Yeah, restoring to me. He got taken care of with God. He got it all taken care of, but he still wasn't what he had to be. He didn't feel what he had to feel, need to feel, and wanted to feel, and should feel. And that is restoring to me the joy of my salvation. Brother, sin will separate us away from God. And when we do, 1 John 2nd chapter says, my little children, I say unto you not to sin. If you sin, have an advocate with the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. He is a propitiation for our sins, and not ours only, but the whole world. Listen, just have a little special prayer there. I apologize for the water here, but the devil just don't seem to want it to get out. Pray for salvation, reconciliation. I think this is church that Brother Spencer had. Where's my deacon at, right? And I think of this. He used to tell me all the time, different people. He said, Brother Worley, you know, I lay in bed at night and before I go to sleep, and I say, Lord, if I've committed any sin against anybody. You know, you can sin and not even know you're sinning. Now, I know God said it's not counted against you. I understand and know all of that. But, you know, we can do that. But that's a good philosophy, you know. Number three, harmony between you and God. Mercy and truth will bind together. They'll come together between you and God. He has the mercy if you'll be truthful. You can clamp it together. Righteousness and peace. If you want peace, total peace, you have to total surrender to God Almighty. Total. You can't have one little bitty sin back there. I got a brother-in-law and he had a live-in woman with him, and wife and I would go visit him and talk with him, and he said, oh, Worley, he says, me and Jesus got it all worked out. I said, no, you and Jesus don't have it all worked out. Number one, you put you first. That ain't the way it works. Jesus first, others second, and then you. But Jesus don't endorse none of that. He does not endorse that. How about us moving up? How about us moving a little closer? Revival is for the church to be revived. And when we get revived, we will. If you get revived, total, honest, unadulterated Holy Spirit of God, souls will begin to get saved. Amen. They'll want some of that. That Spirit will flow from breast to breast, and they'll want some of that. That's what I've been praying, that this is going to be a soul-saving station. But most of all, for any of us, all of us, that we might grow in grace and be just anchored in the Word of God, that we'd have a desire and realize the first time we ever got saved, how good it felt when we got saved, brother, down on our knees, how good it felt. We could have that again. You could have it every Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's about all He gave me, so that's all you get, Brother Jimmy. You want to do the altar call, or you want me to?